What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Nigel, kia ora, welcome.
Hi guys, how are you?
Not bad, not bad, mate. How are you and where are you and who are you?
How am I is very good. I'm very good. Coming to you from the beautiful Pukerua Bay in North Wellington, Kapiti Coast. And who am I? I'm the keyboard player from the Black Seeds, here to chat to you guys, play some songs, and talk about our latest single.
You're not being completely forthright there, because we know for a fact John's a big fan of the Manta Rays. You play in that band as well?
Oh, is he really?
Yep.
Is he really?
Very slick band, that one. And
the Chandeliers as well.
Yeah,
Mr.
Tolly. Chandeliers.
Told us that you're in the Chandeliers. So.
That's right, yes.
A few rad bands up your sleeve.
Yeah, well, I've been going a while now, so I've had the fortunate chance to play with some amazing people in some amazing outfits, and you guys, thanks for knowing about those ones, because they're really great bands, and I'm still very close to my heart.
So. Have you got any other irons in different fires
that we need to know about going forward?
Not currently. Things are pretty busy, but I have actually been thinking of rekindling some of these old flames.
Right. Oh, nice.
And some people have been whispering about the Chandeliers and the Manta Rays, and I have been thinking, it would be good to fire up the engine and
we would welcome that up here. Keep us posted on that one for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. I really appreciate that, guys. That's awesome.
Right on, right on. And you were saying off air that your selection is what's vibing around you, or what was the specifics on that? Because we'd like to leave this relatively open.
Sure. Well, I heard about the theme of the show, What's Cooking, and I just thought, it was a bit kind of... geographical, like what's cooking in my neighborhood, in the studio and in the kind of little area that we're in and amongst my friends. So I thought that would be kind of a nice angle just to hang out with you guys, play some of these awesome songs from some awesome people who are around here and I'm involved with, and have a chat about it.
Strong community that is Wellington, no doubt.
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate. But, you guys have amazing music and amazing communities up there too. So
it's true, and I feel like as the years go on, the Auckland-Wellington gap just gets more bridged, especially with events and stuff that go on. There's kind of a policy with, decent events up here in Auckland that you usually will have a few sort of out-of-towners that will include like Wellington and stuff. People kind of have that as a bit of a mandate now, which I think is kind of cool, because it's not much for someone from Wellington to just pop up and play.
I agree. Like I don't see any real bridges between
the scene's not big enough to like be
totally
exclusive like that,
Totally. And there are exciting things happening in both cities, and it's really important that everybody's kind of intermingling and listening to everyone's sounds and learning and growing and building and all of that really great stuff.
Sure.
Shall we kick off with this Lord Echo tune? Do you want to tell us about why you have chosen this particular number?
Why I've chosen this particular number? There's a few reasons. One of the reasons is that Lord Echo and I, we spent a lot of years together. We're good buddies. Spent a lot of years together in the Black Seeds. We're roommates for years and years on the road. So, I watched him work really hard to make this just incredible music, incredibly talented. And then I can remember when this album was getting recorded, we had this cool studio in Mount Cook in Wellington, and the Black Seeds, we were working there, and the Lord was working there as well. So that's another reason. And then another reason is that includes another fantastic human called Layla Adu, who does an incredibly fantastic vocal on this track that I've always thought was, great melody, really unique, and I just think it all combines to give us a super cool track. So That's the reason.
Right on.
Lord Echo with Molten Lava, as selected by Hammond Head from the Black Seeds all the way down in Wellington.
That was a slippery little track, as promised.
Yeah, great to hear it. Beautiful track.
Now what record is that off? Is that off the one that just says Lord Echo on it with the stuff around?
That's a good question. It'll either be... Curiosities,
right?
Or Melodies. I can't remember which one. It'll be off one of those ones, I think.
He's massively consistent. I know that much.
Terribly consistent.
Does he still play?
In the best way.
Yeah, exactly.
In the best way.
Does he still play with the Black Seeds?
No. He left the Black Seeds a few years ago to just focus on the Lord Echo stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Do you guys ever play shows where you get some of the old cast of characters in?
Would you all fit on a stage?
Whoa, it would have to be a good sized stage.
A WOMAD, definitely.
Wow, WOMAD, yeah, you're right. That is a very good sized stage.
It's got to be the greatest stage in all of the country, eh? Apart from maybe that one on Splore that they put on the beach. I mean, that's hard to beat too, but...
There are some high quality stages in this country. there really are.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another, Rhythm and Alps.
Oh, I was just thinking that. Because the backdrop is the hills and shit, eh? It's just epic.
Yeah, just by P. Dick's house as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently a vista is really good for the soul.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Wow. Hey, man, it makes it for the musicians. Like, nothing is more inspiring than just a beautiful kind of place to play. Ripon in Wanaka was another absolutely stunning... view. Yeah.
Do they do gigs around there any longer?
No one's doing anything, John, all right?
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Fingers crossed that doesn't last for long. Fingers crossed.
Hey, tell us a bit about this next tune you've got lined up. I'm going to have a crack at pronouncing this. Is it Lucien Johnson?
Oh, yeah, Lucien Johnson. Well, Lucien Johnson... fantastic saxophonist, composer, jazz composer, and just general all-round musician. Again, kind of a geographical selection. Lucien just lives up the road. He's spent many years playing with the Black Seeds, and then he just released a fantastic jazz album, I think it was last year, and this song, Magnificent Moon, off that album. I just think it's a great track, showcases kind of a foot in the spiritual kind of jazz kind of thing, slightly Alice Coltrane-ish, a sound I really love. There's a harp in there. I just think it's all around good.
It's so expensive. I looked into getting a harp just cause, but you've got to drop like $5,000 or something to get a decent harp. Like it's quite a commitment.
Yeah. But the thing is, you drop the $5,000 and then you just glissando your way into heaven, don't you, really?
Well, I'm tossing up between that or a pedal steel would be really nice, man, but they seem to be quite rare as well, especially in this country.
That's another fantastic sound.
Dreamy,
And totally, man. I love harps. I think they just sound amazing.
Absolutely. All right, let's hear it in this Lucien Johnson, Magnificent Moon. Thank you.
just speculating behind the scenes.
Where Ben Harper lives.
Does Ben Harper live in Piha? Big Hungry reckons he does.
I thought maybe he had property out there. Just
are you not thinking about Serge Tankian from...
Seems like a weird one to get mistaken, to mix those two up.
Famous people that live on the West Coast.
I'm famous for mixing things up.
So. Now, on the phone or via clean feed, aka the internet, we've got Nigel Hammondhead from the Black Seeds selecting songs for us.
Hi guys, still here.
Is the Hammondhead, is that because it's your favourite? Or what's your favourite?
Well, I mean, do you know what? I kind of knew you were going to ask me what my favourite was. But I kind of knew this was coming.
I could sense it.
I could sense it.
Some synthesizer question coming my way.
You're on an island. The island's got a power source.
Yeah. Now, the Hammondhead, yep, you're right. It is because I do particularly like Hammond organs. And I think how Hammondhead came together was a combination of a hammerhead shark, and then I just replaced the hammer with the Hammond, and then I became Hammondhead. And Hammondhead's been Hammondhead for 20 years. He must have been Hammondhead.
It's life now.
Still going. Still love Hammond organs.
What do you have on stage for? Oh, sorry. Were you going to get to your favourite? Is that where you were?
Oh, I know. This is going to be ironic, but Desert Island, I would just have a classic piano.
Oh, really? Yeah, fair enough. Eh, that's probably the smartest choice. You could use it as a bed.
Yeah, there's something about a piano that just a really great quality piano that.
It's the most complete instrument, so it makes sense.
It really is, man, and it's so harmonically rich, and it. It really allows you to hear all the beautiful harmonies and things like that. So, anyway.
So when you're black seeding, do you use like a Nord that can cover a lot of ground kind of vibe? Or what?
Well, yes.
I mean, they're amazing, you know. But
So my live rig for the Black Seeds is currently a Nord. You're right. It's a Stage 2. Probably one of the most useful functions that I find with that is that I have sampled my entire vintage instrument collection so that I basically have my home vintage collection, my Hammonds and all my synthesizers, all sampled onto my Nord.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's kind of the best of both worlds. The reason, I mean, the convenience, I used to tour with a Juno, I used to have multiple keyboards, but then I found we would go to Europe or somewhere like that, and I would have 50 kgs and two arms and bags, and it just got too heavy, and then I was like, I need to be lighter, and so that's why I'm on one keyboard now.
You're carrying around a lot of collateral.
Just on the touring Europe thing, do you have any favourite moments, favourite live experiences playing in Europe over your time in the Black Seeds?
So many good experiences, and actually, I really miss the fact that international touring has been, I just don't know when it's all going to start up again.
It'd be funny if we just have to just make covers bands of all our favorite bands that are like, and it gets a little bit like the Brit days back when like a song would come out and someone would be covering it that night down at the spot, you know.
you're right, eh?
It's covering international,
yeah, like right away, you know. This is the new jam.
I think we would be lucky in that respect that we actually, New Zealand has so much
talent, putting out enough,
and man, we've got such great music in this country that you know, like even last summer when we couldn't have the internationals and some of the really big festivals like One Love and things like that were all powered by New Zealand music.
Yeah, it seemed pretty painless, eh? Seemed like it all kicked
off. Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah.
And actually we got to see, you know, you actually got to see more depth of what's in the New Zealand music community. And that was actually exciting because there were bands that wouldn't sometimes be able to get onto big stages because they're internationals and things,
yeah,
being able to get onto big
stages. That's the ideal. Mm. Yeah.
It's ideal because it's giving them great experience and getting audiences
exposure.
Used to them, which is fantastic. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Now, speaking of rad bands, one of our favorite New Zealand bands, Orchestra of Spheres, you've got up here. You've got Omni Omni. It's such a hypnotizing group, such a strange... I guess it's kraut music, really, but I don't know.
What was that? Kraut music?
Yeah, it's kraut rock to me, Orchestra of Spheres.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, I guess the vamping and the repetitiveness, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a very astute comment. Mm. I think that it definitely has a lot of that kraut repetitive nature and, you know, kraut rock music for people who haven't heard that term or know that music. It's a supremely psychedelic, groovy music that, yes, I would definitely say Orchestra of Spheres has got. I also think that they've got a bit of the African kind of influence and that kind of sound. And I just think they put it together in such a unique way, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, the way they do like kind of not a normal beat, and like the first instance you're like, how's this going to work out? And then like 3 or 4 minutes later, you're just kind of hypnotized. Yeah.
that really is. And I mean, Dan, the lead guitar player, he made all his instruments, you know, like, and he had that one crazy guitar which just sounded amazing, and it's just like it was one string or something.
Yeah, it is. Amazing. It's dope, and he plays it perfectly. And then there's a person playing like a kind of a keyboard thing, but it's not. It's like a bass foot pedals from an organ, and they're obviously working through MIDI, and she's just going boop 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 boop, and just like the most. It seems so awkward, but then they just get in this rhythm, and it's like you're just, I don't know, teleported.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That is, Erica plays the, it is a MIDI foot pedal off an old 60s organ that has been converted to function like a MIDI controller from one of our friends down here. And yeah, she plays it with her fist.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it looks grunty because it's just like, almost like a toddler would smack stuff, but it's just so right on.
Yeah.
Should we get the track? This is Omni Omni.
Yeah, get it going.
Yeah. empty. Hey,
Omni, Omni.
Empty. Hey,
Omni, Omni.
Grip is hey,
Omni, Omni.
In your hair, in your hair, in your hair. Black, 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 Atkin. Hey,
Omni, Omni.
Blue, blue, red, sand, sand. Hey,
Omni, Omni.
Drip, dip, 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 ping. Hey.
Now, some of the orchestra spheres also play with you in the Manta Rays.
Yeah, Dan, who's the guitar player, and I suppose you could call him the front man.
Yeah.
I apologise to the orchestra spheres if I've got that wrong.
He's probably like, it's not a guitar. What do you call that thing?
I know.
A cigar box guitar kind of thing?
I think you're right. I think that's what they call it, yeah. Mm. But yeah, we play, yeah, you're right, we play in the Manta Rays together, and he has never failed to amaze me with the incredible guitar sounds that he can get, and like, to this day, I'm just always just blown away sonically by what he can do with the guitar. So, awesome, awesome musician.
Nice. Now, we've got one of yours queued up. What can you tell us about Hammond Head Sugar?
Sugar.
Well, I just thought on the geographical local tip, nothing gets more local than basically the back shed, and this is just a track I've been toying with a while. You know, Hammond Head, I think, when I think about it, I think his roots were in psychedelic. You know, I can remember back in my early days being obsessed with Ray Manzarek from The Doors. And,
oh, man, what a weapon.
Yeah, like, and all of that early, like, early craft work, you know, heaps of psychedelic music. And I also had a great love for, like, Booker T and the MGs, the Meters, and, you know, of course, the Hammond organ features very much in American music as well, country music and soul music and all of that. So, you know, this current Hammond Head track is more kind of on the kind of groovy soul kind of vibe, but I just thought it'd be good to give it a spin and have a chat to you guys about it.
Seems fair. We'll be right back.
Hammond Head, Sugar, as selected by Hammond Head.
Ha!
That's right.
Now, actually, the reason behind this entire segment is for you to guess select some songs, but also the Black Seeds have got a new track out.
Yes, we have. Let the Sun Shine Through is our second single of our forthcoming album, which is, well, who knows when it's going to be released now with COVID delays and things like that, but it should be out next year, I would like to say, in the first half.
What album number is this?
I was thinking the same thing, yeah, must be.
It's going to be album number 7.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, so running out of fingers, like.
Do you guys have like does Barnaby have a studio that you go to record most things, or are you guys all pretty independent and you're doing it bit by bit, or what's the process for the Black Seeds?
Well, everything's evolved over the years, but maybe if we're talking about the process for the latest album, it's been because of the nature of what's going on, of course, and the lockdowns and various things. It has been kind of a bit of a remote kind of creation and assembly process. Like, everybody's got their various studios.
Yeah, right.
Barney's got a studio. I've got a, like, keyboards and drum studio. And then Dan and Francis are up in Auckland, and they've got various studios. So, yeah, this album has been kind of like developing things in various people's studios and then sharing them, bringing them together, and getting everybody's parts down. And then we did the final kind of polishing at the surgery, which we here in Wellington, which we have a long history with. So, yeah, a bit different to previous albums, but... you know, I think it's been great, and we've learned a lot, and that's been awesome.
Nice. And fingers crossed.
You guys must be hitting summer spots.
Yeah, a few shows.
Well, that's...
Let's just pretend that it's all going to work out and go from there.
Okay, well...
you know what I mean? Like, just fuck it. Let's plan for the future, I reckon.
Sure. So yeah, if it does actually happen, which I really hope it does, because I think people are really looking forward to getting some sound in them, you know, like some really loud sound, which is, you know, it's great to listen to things at home, but, you know, sometimes you just want that massive PA delivering that sound in your face and making your bones shake.
Yeah, totally.
You really feel alive and like you are at a music event, and
nothing better than a big PA.
It makes me think, like, there's always a total babe right by the speakers, just like just at a festival, just blissing out, and you're like, fuck, what is your vibe, man? How do I even approach this person?
Yeah, you should just approach with their hearing in mind, and just make sure that they're wearing hearing protection,
yeah,
and that they're not going to get ear damage.
I feel like it's more of an organ situation when you're that close to the speakers.
Yeah.
But was there anything you wanted to tell us about this track in particular, the Let the Sun Shine Through?
Let the Sun Shine Through. It's
sounds self-explanatory.
This has been, yeah. It's Barney has kind of nurtured this track. He kind of it was created in the period of the first lockdown, and you know, there was a lot of uncertainty around, and that kind of just unluckily timed for him with his first child arriving. So it was kind of a crazy time. We had studio bookings and concerts which were getting cancelled, and it was just all a bit crazy. And I think it's got the good classic resilient positivity that I think Barney does so well. You know, that even in tough situations, you know, like, we'll get through this, and, you know, just be positive and just hang in there, and the sun's gonna come through, it's, you know, no matter what. And yeah,
sure, man.
I think that's what it's about, and I think that he realized the concept really well. And of course, we all kind of pulled in together and added our various bits, and then we just kind of shaped it up a bit and got the end product, which I think sounds cool.
Right on. Well, Nigel Hammerhead, we'll wrap it up right now and just say thanks so much for joining us, and send our love to all the people that we spoke about just earlier, including the Black Seeds.
Awesome.
Down there in Wellington, and we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah, and thanks so much to you guys. I've really had a great time hanging out with you guys and talking music and playing music and
shooting the
shit.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, and thanks so much to all you Aucklanders, you know, doing the hard yards up there. And I know that your freedoms have been impinged, and that's tough, but don't think it isn't being appreciated, or at least, you know, noticed by everybody else. And so a lot of respect to you guys, and hopefully there'll be a big summer. Big summer present coming for everyone.
There was less cases today, so that's kind of a good sign. It's like when they're just like creeping up by like the 20s and 30s, you're like, ooh. But today there was actually less than yesterday, which is usually a good sign. So let the fucking sun shine through.
Yeah, and just the last thing is that I really noticed it over the holidays. I've got a lot of family and friends in Auckland, and I really noticed that I really missed not having those people being able to come in and spend time with us. So, yeah, I hope that everything cleans up soon and we get to reunite as the Force and listen to music.
Hey, cheers, man. Ka kite. Take it easy.
Okay, take it easy, guys. See ya.
Baby, I'm calling out to you. I can tell by the way you're laughing, some kind of internal catastrophe. Maybe it's all just been a dream. Wake up in the middle of the night and try to write down all the things you've seen. Damned if you do, oh, you're damned if you don't. Gotta try your luck sometimes, otherwise you'll never know. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, gotta trust your gut on this, and your heart's gonna let you know. Baby, be strong for me, I can tell that behind those eyes, this faith has got to be as true. Lately, you seem stuck in between, but our love, it's a beautiful dust, gonna blow it right over. To see your love of me's a world to me, so just count to three. Don't you know you can count on me? Calling out to you. It's a beautiful day outside, so let the love shine through. And maybe we'll have a family too. I can see our baby's eyes, a little version of me and you. Let the sun shine through. Damn if you do, oh, damn if you don't. Got to try your luck sometimes, otherwise you'll never know. Sometimes yes, ooh, sometimes no. Gonna trust your gut on this, and your heart's gonna let you know. Calling out to you. It's a beautiful day outside, let the love shine through. Maybe we'll have a family too. I can see your baby's eyes, a little version of me and you. Oh yeah, let the sun shine through. Oh yeah, baby, I'm calling out to you. I can tell that behind those eyes, this faith is got to be as true. Maybe it's all just been a dream. We'll be right back.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.